Nerf gun. Okay, we'll call the Commerce meeting to order. Roll call will be taken silently. Senators not present or excused upon their arrival. Minutes were emailed, assuming that they are okay as presented and emailed out. Hearing no changes, we will approve the minutes. Republicans will caucus. Thank you. Democrats will caucus also in the back of the chamber. Thank you. Okay, Commerce Committee, back to order. Senate File 610, Senator Chapman, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Madam Chair, I do have a subcommittee report. Your committee of Chapman, Bisignano, and Williams recommend passage.
Thank you, Senator Chapman. You're in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colleagues, this bill before us, I'll just keep my remarks very short, deals with the issue of COVID and a vaccine passport. I don't believe it's appropriate for the state of Iowa, our government entities, political subdivisions within the state of Iowa, to require Iowans to have to show a government-issued document to be able to exercise their constitutional rights. So that's what this bill does. It protects Iowans from that type of intrusion. Madam Chair, that would conclude my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator. Is there discussion and comments from our fellow senators? Senator from Polk, Senator Bisignano, you're in order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I rise to support this bill, and I don't know why we're doing the bill, but I guess it's in front of us. I have not heard of a mandate proposed at any level of government, and to have this as a leadership bill on about the 107th day of our session tells me that this bill is a crisis, that this bill is important, that our leaders came together, formulated it, and pushed it out. And then I went to subcommittee today, and I think probably about 80-90% of the people that spoke were opposed to this bill. And so I don't know what we're serving or who we're serving. I think you do have a right to privacy. I don't think that because of COVID that we get hysterical and we open up people's medical records or have to produce them to do business or to recreate. And so I think that with the exemption that's in it, I think it's probably not going to harm anyone. And I don't think that things are going to change. But I would say I'm surprised that I didn't hear of anyone who liked this bill this morning. And I think we had 80 people that were on the subcommittee attendance today. So with that, I would ask for your support. And thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Bisignano. I'm glad you're keeping track. 107th day of session. Thanks for the reminder. Senator Kornbach, you're in order for comments.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I rise in opposition to this bill. I'm particularly unhappy with the restrictions on business from requiring proof of vaccination from their customers or clients. I understand there's an exemption here for healthcare. But a general retail business that tries to protect its clients, its customers, and also along the way its workers should be celebrated and not punished. This bill threatens to deny a business that tries to protect its clients and its workers, threatens to deny them in perpetuity any access to any state business, any contracts funded by state revenue. So I think that's an unwarranted interference with business with a draconian penalty. I do note that the bill is narrowly tailored with regard to COVID vaccinations. Thank goodness that businesses are still allowed to put up the sign of no shirt, no shoes, no service. Glad to know that we're protected from smelly feet and beer bellies. Too bad we're not going to be protected from a virus that can kill.
Thank you, Senator Kornbach. Senator Walls, you're in order for comments.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, Iowans have been through a lot over the last year. And COVID-19 has killed thousands of Iowans. It's shuttered businesses throughout our state. It's sickened tens of thousands more. To ensure a complete recovery from the pandemic, this legislature should be focused on helping Iowa build back better, bigger, and stronger than ever before. And that's why it's so disappointing that the very first bill taken up by this legislature that actually says the words COVID-19 is this bill to ban vaccine passports, which don't exist. Before the start of the 2021 session, Senate Democrats announced a plan to help Iowa rebound from the ravages of the last year. Our plan included building back better by focusing on critical needs, an essential workers' bill of rights that guarantees better pay, workplace protections, and hazard pay for those who have earned it, keeping open our local small businesses that are part of the fabric of our communities, expanding access to affordable childcare throughout the state, and finally, investing in high-speed internet to make every Iowa community a great place to live, learn, and work. We wanted to make sure that we are helping hurting Iowans by using state resources to support those struggling small businesses with direct grants and forgivable loans and assist food banks that are serving an increasing number of Iowans in need. Finally, Madam Chair, Iowans are saying that we need accountability. We need an independent blue ribbon COVID commission with broad subpoena investigative powers to make sure that we clearly understand both the successes and the failures of state government and private operators during this pandemic. Iowans deserve to know where our hard-earned tax dollars are going as we recover from COVID-19. That knowledge will help us better prepare for future pandemics when, not if, the next pandemic strikes. After this bill passes today, I hope that we can work together to pass real initiatives that will help Iowans who have been hit hard by this pandemic, rather than banning something that doesn't currently exist. And, Madam Chair, I hope that we can all encourage our constituents to get vaccinated as soon as possible so we can get back to normal in a safe manner. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Wallace. Senator Mathis, you're in order for comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a vaccine card in my passport, and I told you about that this morning, Senator Chapman. And the vaccine card I've had for years and years and years, and it's when I had to get a malaria vaccination to go to another country, so Nicaragua, Taiwan, I went to England, you know, all the other countries that you go to that require some sort of certificate or proof that you have been vaccinated, you know, in certain countries that require that. So it is already being done to a certain extent, certainly not for COVID, but other countries require proof of vaccination. I agree with Senator Walz. Of all the things that we could be doing to help or appropriate during COVID, and this is the leadership bill? This is the leadership bill. It is unnecessary. The Biden administration has already said they're not doing this. This is unnecessary right now. It adds restrictions on businesses and on nonprofits. I work for a nonprofit, and we ask that people consider doing influenza A and B shots every fall, because anyone who works in a 24/7 facility, you're certainly worried about spreading germs, but you're even more worried sometimes about attendance and being able to have the staff there and not out sick. It is not a requirement. It's a suggestion. It is not a requirement. I think that this bill casts doubt as well. It casts doubt on how we look at government. Can we trust government? And I certainly hope we can get back to doing that and not pursuing bills like this, and especially leadership bills like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mathis. Seeing no further comments, Senator Chapman, you're in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for the conversation here today. I would just say this, that we're not talking about going to Nicaragua. We're not talking about going to some other country. We're talking about going to a baseball game. We're talking about going to a business. And you know, we have heard the comment, build back better. I'm not sure that I agree that having state-issued IDs, these vaccine passports, is the better that Iowans are looking for. The better that Iowans are looking for is freedom. They've lived under, in some places in this country, a very tyrannical local government, controlling every aspect of their life. Whether you can go get a meal, if you can leave your house. I think Americans want their freedom back. And that's what we're trying to do here today. And Senator Bisignano, thank you for serving on the subcommittee. Thank you for your support on this. I can appreciate, you know, the question of, you know, why exactly are we doing this? Sometimes we do it to ensure that we maintain freedoms, that when different individuals or groups or communities may have the inkling to strip Iowans of their rights, it's incumbent on us to take action. And that's what we're doing here today. Madam Chair, I move the Senate File 610, and given the conversation, I'd ask for a record roll call.
Thank you, Senator Chapman. There has been requested a roll call on Senate File 610. Senator Likem, we'll proceed with roll call. Senator Kelker, aye. Senator Likem, aye. Senator Bisignano, aye.
Senator Brown, aye.
Senator Brown, aye.
Senator Chapman, aye.
Senator Chapman, aye.
Senator Goodwin, aye.
Senator Goodwin, aye.
Senator Johnson, aye.
Senator Clemish, aye.
Senator Mathis, no.
Senator Peterson, no.
Senator
Kornbach, no. Senator Sinclair's an aye.
Senator Smith, aye.
Senator Robbie Smith, aye.
Senator Wall, no.
Senator Walls, no. Senator Williams is a yes. Bill passes 11-4 and moves to the calendar. Seeing no other business come before the committee, I would like to thank everyone once again for serving on the Commerce Committee. A shout out to Senator Schultz, who's done a great job, who's not with us here today, but with us in spirit, and I'm sure watching from afar. He's done a lot of work with Commerce, as well as all of you have. So thanks for your time and talent on this committee, and I move that we arise. Senator Goodwin moves that we arise.